Hey y'all, this is Andy the elephant. Welcome to the watering hole. Today I wanted to tell you a little more about myself. Firstly, I'm an African bush elephant, or Loxodonta africana. I am one of three elephant species, the other being the African forest elephant and the Asian elephant. I differ from the other African species as I spend most of my time in the savannas of Africa, where I spend my days grazing on grasses and woody plants, as well as trees. I spend most of my day feeding using my trunk, which consists of over 40,000 muscles and tendons that I am able to rip down trees with for feeding. This hunger has led me to be the bigger member of the elephant family. I'm hoping to grow big and strong like my dad, who is 13 feet tall and weighs over 13,000 pounds. Because of my large size, we have very big legs to support us. The rhinos always make fun of us and call them legs, but this is actually a common misconception. Our legs actually have quite a bit of mobility, and we do bend our legs, because if we didn't, the force of our walking would crush our bones. Technically, we can't run. However, this is because our legs never all leave the ground at the same time, but we can move pretty fast. Thankfully, we have fatty feet, which provide cushioning for us. All that moving in the hot African sun can take a beating on you. Typically, I prefer to eat at dusk and dawn to avoid the hottest times of the day. But as a growing calf, I have to eat much of the day, so this can be unavoidable sometimes. To cool off, I love a good mud bath. To cool myself down, I can hose myself using my trunk. To be honest with you, it's kind of a miracle that I'm here right now. My mother has an estrous cycle of 13 to 18 weeks, meaning she can only get pregnant about 4 times a year. And somehow, my dad, who's not in our herd, and whose range rarely crosses ours, travels from far, far away and found my mom just when the time was right. This is believed to be done through some type of chemical sense. Mom says that dad was the biggest bull ever, and fought off all other bulls just to find her. After a long, long 22 months, I finally popped out to become the first podcasting elephant. That 22 months is the longest of all mammals. I was born into a herd with a lead matriarch. A matriarch is the oldest female elephant of the group. She tells us where we can go find food and where we can go find watering holes. This is important because we were able to learn those behaviors, and thanks to our good memories, we'll remember these for a long time to come. She can even find a watering hole she hasn't been to in over 10 to 20 years. What a memory. Our herd consists of related cows and calves. While the boys go off by themselves, our herd protects me from the predators, but once I'm big enough, they can't hurt us, besides poachers. Using infrasonic sounds, we were able to communicate with other herds so they don't come into our range and start unnecessary competition. Uh-oh. What's that? Oh no. Oh no, holy hippopotamus. No, they got Ellie. Wow. Wow. How did that happen? Well, another elephant poached for its ivory. This is a real problem. Today, there are only 400,000 elephants in the wild compared to 3 to 5 million beginning at the 20th century. We are a globally endangered species, and poaching is the number one problem, along with loss of habitat due to humans encroaching. Please, please don't support this cause. And don't buy any ivory products. Well, that's all I have for me. Thanks for listening. Bye.